Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back. Trying to put you in the Christmas spirit there with a little bit of music as we head into the holiday week. And what are you looking forward to? What's the thing you enjoy the most about this year? I won't be around next week to kind of talk about that, but what were the highs and the lows? Was it some of the Doge cuts that they discovered, some of the waste they discovered that they cut out? Because that's generally what we get are examples of that when Rand Paul releases his Festivus report every year. I don't know what he's going to talk about this year. We got Ryan Schmelzer of Fox News Radio on the line this morning. Ryan, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Thank you for that. I just don't know. Kim was talking to you there in the break, and no rest for the weary for you this week, huh?
Never a dull moment, though it has been quiet so far, so I'm not complaining too much.
Yeah. Well, you've always got the Trump battleship to fall back on.
Oh, my goodness. So, it's been nonstop since day one. So, not much has changed.
The Golden Fleet. Is that what he was calling it? The Golden Fleet?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Something like that.
Leave it to the president to make news in Mar-a-Lago while he's on vacation. Like, I'll take a couple questions and just make news with every single one of them.
Yeah. Well, if you want, I mean, we'll pull some strings and get a hold of those people at Fox and tell them that you want to go to Mar-a-Lago and cover whatever's going on down there. It'd be a lot warmer.
Well, actually, I was just in Florida, so yeah.
Okay.
I'll go back. I'm happy to go back.
Oh, boy. So, I was saying there off the top, I used to enjoy listening to Rand Paul go sideways on all the government waste over the past year. That's oftentimes what he focuses on in his Festivus report, right?
Exactly, yes. And look, I mean, you know, yes, the Doge effort was prominent in 2024 or in 2025, but at the same time, you know, Congress has been funded on a CR, so it's been a continuation of government spending from the last time he did this Festivus. So I think we're going to see a lot of the same things that were on the last year's list that could be on this year's list too.
Yeah, what were some examples of that? I'm trying to think. I know I ran some bites last year from Rand after he released this thing.
Well, he did an interview with Varney a couple days ago where he pretty much gave us an idea of some of the things that'll be on there. 2 million on teaching people to eat bugs, a million teaching ferrets to binge drink alcohol, a 250,000 teaching Pakistani kids about climate change. I think that's kind of an idea where you can expect this to go.
Wow. Yeah, you know, you saw the amount of waste and you hear these numbers. And, you know, for us, we just kind of blink and move on. But you think in the back of your mind, wow, they saved 200 in a million on this and 300 million on that that we were wasting. And it is such a drop in the bucket to what we spend federally that it doesn't hardly have it's like a dent in a battleship.
Yeah. And remember, they only codified about 10 million of that. And the 10 million was for USAID and NPR and PBS. And well, you know, USAID has definitely got a lot of some of the biggest waste accusations came towards USAID. That's why in many ways the administration wanted to dismantle the program. But I think if you were to find Republicans who are maybe disappointed with the DOGE effort, and I'm talking this is more on the conservative side, not the more moderate wing of the party,
right,
they'll tell you that the strategy should have been from the start, which was to find all these things like the ones we just mentioned, put them all into a giant rescission package to codify them, which is supposed to come from the White House, and then you could pass it on a simple majority. And then you're supposed to, and then pretty much dare the Democrats to vote no. And in many ways, that never happened. I mean, it still could happen. They got a whole another year, but that has not happened to this point yet.
What's really dumbfounding to me, Ryan, is how these things even make it through. I mean, what person with a head on their shoulders can say, you know what, I do think we should spend taxpayer dollars on eating bugs and other stupid studies that they've done? Because would Congress not have to vote on this? How are there not enough people who said, this is really dumb, we shouldn't waste money on this?
Well, there were, but the only problem is that a lot of times whenever they avoid a government shutdown towards the end of the year, they do this through an omnibus, which is a giant bill that, you know, they put together at the last minute, and essentially they vote on it right before Christmas time. That's why you see Republicans, especially Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune, try to get committed to this idea of going back to regular order, which is passing each appropriations bill separately. So all 12 of them. And, you know, one thing that's been pointed out for why this is the way to do this is because less things like this will slip through the cracks, and less things like this, or at least, you know, it'll be more publicly known, or you know, members will have to vote on them. And that's why you saw, even though this did pass, we'll keep in mind in the last appropriations bills to reopen the government, there was that provision that allowed certain senators to sue the federal government over an investigation over January 6th. And that got a lot of pushbacks. But if the bill was even bigger than that, would the New York Times have stumbled upon it? We don't know.
It's a good question. Yeah. And you know, I mean, I was thinking about that because tell me if this is true or not. I read an article that the Democrats pretty much killed an opportunity right before they left for Christmas. The Republicans were trying to get one or two more of those passed.
Yeah.
And the Democrats felt like they want to wait till they come back in January. So they again closing in on a government shutdown at the end of January. They have a little more leverage to maybe get what they want out of those.
Yeah, my understanding was that Leader Thune wanted to kind of start the Votorama process, to start the process of voting on them. I think what their plan is to package, I think, four of them together and then vote from there. And they couldn't find an agreement on floor time. And so Thune just kind of cut everybody loose and said, OK, fine, let's you know, let's worry about this in January. They've got till the end of January to do this. And you know, there might be some Republicans who will look at that and say, you know what, that's probably for the better, because, you know, if you do that right before Christmas time, there's going to be maybe less of an appetite to really dive in and sink through some of this stuff. And instead they might say, let's just pass this thing and get out of here. We want to go home to our families.
I'm trying to remember, you said how they only codified 10 million of the cuts that DOGE made. Remind me, Ryan, is that something where they could still codify that? They could still codify the rest of it? And what would be the timeline on that?
Well, pretty much they can do it whenever they want. The way that a rescission works is that it has to come from the White House legally. And when it comes from the White House, then it only needs a 50-vote margin to be able to pass. So Republicans have seen this as a huge way, or an easy way, to cut some of this waste out, or alleged waste out, if the White House puts together a package. And, you know, it was kind of a mess the last time they did this. There was a lot of confusion. There was a complaints about a lack of information. And then there's obviously some complaints about the areas they chose to cut when they felt like there were better options that were maybe less politically divisive. But yes, I mean, if Republicans control Congress, they can, the White House can pretty much send this over at any time and they can pass it with a simple majority.
That's right.
I feel like they should do that.
I've heard John Kennedy and several others calling for them to do that again. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe they will.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, listen, you and I have not talked about the crime issue in D.C. for a while. Is it still better? Is it has it started getting worse again? What's an update on that?
We've had a couple moments. Obviously, you know, we had that horrific the horrific shooting of the National Guard troops, you know, not too long ago. And I think people are still reeling from that. And we've had a couple other crimes here and there. I think it's people definitely feel safer right now. And of course it is the cold weather season. So you usually just naturally crime usually goes down from that anyway. So I would say that, you know, for the most part, people do feel safe right now. And, but of course there's still their issues hanging out there. So I don't think too much has changed.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that's so in other words, you still feel safer than you used to.
Oh, yeah. I would say so.
That's good. That's a good thing. Well, listen, Merry Christmas, my friend. If you have to work, take it easy. Let's hope it's a smooth and calm holiday week.
Exactly. Merry Christmas to both of you. And thank you so much for everything.
Absolutely. Thank you. Ryan Schmelz there live in Washington, D.C. today.
Interesting. He's saying he feels safer. I mean, they're talking about how changes have been.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Made, so that's great that what Trump is saying of it's been safer is actually felt by people who live there.
I wonder what happens next. Muriel Bowser is not running for re-election. I wonder if they're trying to find a Mom Donnie type to take over the government in D.C. who will more strongly oppose Trump, because she said she didn't want his help, and then she saw the results, and she was a changed woman. And I'm thinking that had some influence on her running for re-election, because she knew she was going to probably get primaried, and she's just stepping away.
And so is the D.C. police chief, although she's accused of cooking the books to make it seem like it was safer.
Wow. Well, all right. We're going to get to a quick break here. Coming up, we'll get to In Other News next hour. Our friend Mark Walters for 2A Tuesday. Stay tuned for that. And, of course, Todd Pyra, host of Fox and Friends First. Back in a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.